The question was asked. What was your question? The first one.
The difference between the waiting time.
The different traditions, how much we wait between meat and milk. So we'll begin. We'll learn the Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Tet in Yorei Deah. It is the 89th chapter in the Shulchan Aruch Yorei Deah. Achal Basar. If a person ate meat, and it doesn't matter if he ate meat from a domesticated animal, a wild animal, he ate sheep, he ate cow, or he ate deer, and lo yochal gvina acharav. So after you ate the meat, you should not eat a milk product, cheese, milk afterwards. Ad sheyisheh, until you wait, shesh shaot. No questions just yet. Till you wait 6 hours. So you asked, why do I have to wait 6 hours after eating meat? So we'll look at the commentary on the Shulchan Aruch. The reason is quoted much earlier, but he is quoting the earlier commentaries. The Taz quotes, Yesh bazeh bet tamim. There are two reasons here. Ha'echad, the first reason is, Shabasal motzi shuman. Meat has fats in it. And so the flavor of meat, even after you eat it, the fats cause it that you still have the flavor of meat in your mouth for a long time after you've eaten the meat. Now, according to the first reason, we're going to see two reasons, but according to the first reason, let's say I'm not eating meat. I'm just chewing it up in order to feed the baby. The baby doesn't have teeth, so I'm going to chew the meat and give it to the baby. I didn't swallow it. So then I don't have the fats that I've digested that cause me to still have the flavor of meat in my mouth. So then, you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours according to the first reason. But there's a second reason, and that reason is what the Rambam writes. The Rambam writes, the reason we wait 6 hours is Mishum Basal Shebena Shinaim. Because the meat that gets caught in between the teeth, that the mikrei basar at 6 hours, that's considered meat for 6 hours. Meaning, when you chew a piece of meat, even if you didn't swallow it, according to Rambam, the mere fact that you chewed it, so some meat gets stuck between your teeth, after 6 hours, I say, that's nothing, that's already residue. But for 6 hours, that's still considered meat. V'acharkach, after 6 hours, avi kimeukal. Wait with questions, let's first hear it and we'll see. So then it's as though you digested it. Udefize, and according to Rambam, according to the second reason, gam aloes, even someone who just chewed the meat but didn't swallow it, chayav lamtin, he would have to wait. Rakesh kula, but there is a leniency. Bebasar shebena shinayim, that the meat that's stuck in between the teeth after 6 hours, we don't consider it meat. So then we, the kaimalan, and we, our tradition is lehachmir kishnei atamim. We apply both reasons, and whenever either one is relevant, we wait 6 hours. So if you drank chicken soup, you have nothing in between your teeth. Yeah, but you still have the chicken soup, so you wait 6 hours. If you chewed meat and you didn't swallow, you just fed it to the baby, you still wait the 6 hours. Now that we have that introduction...
But if you taste the soup for your baby, if you put your tongue in the soup for your baby to check if it was enough, you haven't eaten it and you haven't chewed it.
Right, so then you wouldn't have to wait 6 hours, you just have to clean out your mouth. If you just dipped your tongue in to see that it's not too hot, then you would have to just rinse out your mouth.
Would you be allowed to do that to check the taste of your chicken soup?
So long as you don't swallow, yeah. Yeah. We didn't discuss this? You're just not asking that question?
No, we didn't discuss it. As in, you mentioned that somebody asked it in the other
right.
Class,
so I was wondering why, because that's something someone asked, right? Yeah. Yes, Gilad.
But I haven't listened to the deer.
It's expensive just because it's hard to come by. There are farms. I visited a farm in upstate New York where they raise wild deer and stuff. I have pictures by my parents of I took pictures of the slaughtering of the deer and dissecting it. Yeah,
supply and demand.
It's very expensive.
Farmers aren't going to farm it if people aren't going to buy it.
Yeah, so is that necessarily?
Yeah, that's why. Technically, you can find it. And I don't know if the restaurant still exists. There used to be a fancy restaurant in Manhattan called Levana Restaurant. Levana's restaurant served deer.
Yeah.
I didn't taste it. I don't know. I was a guest by them for Shabbos, but I don't think they served me deer. If they did, I don't remember it. In Israel, I have no idea. Okay, so we're continuing with the Shulchan Aruch. Achal basar, afilu shel chaya ve'of. If a person ate meat, it doesn't matter if it's a wild animal, a domesticated animal, fowl meat, bird's meat. Lo yochal gvina acharav. You shouldn't eat dairy or cheese afterwards. Ad sheyishesh shesh sha'ot. Until 6 hours, until you wait. 6 hours, Shulchan Aruch tells us. 6 hours. Yeah.
How many hours?
We'll get there in a minute. slowly. Okay. Until you wait 6 hours. Vafilim shahakashiur, and even if you waited the 6 hours, imyesh basal ben hashinayim, if you know you have meat stuck in between your teeth, tzarich la'asiro, you have to remove that meat. Valoes letinok, and if you chewed up meat just for a baby, tzich lamtin, you still have to wait. V'imatza acharkach, so the Rama says, what happens if afterwards you found meat in between your teeth? Umisiro, and you remove, you take a toothpick, you remove the meat from between your teeth. So then, tzarich la'adiach piv kodem sheyochal gvina. You should wash out your mouth before you start eating cheese. Okay? So washing out your mouth could also be just taking a cup of water, right? V'yesh omrim. So until now we saw Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch said, wait 6 hours. But there are those that say, the entzich lamtin sheshot. You don't have to wait 6 hours. So the Rama introduces us to another opinion that does not require waiting 6 hours. How much do you have to wait? We'll see in a minute. But before we see that piece in the Rama, let's see the background for this piece in the Rama. So the Shach quotes to us from the Gemara. The Gemara in Tractate Chulin tells us the following. The Gemara says, after you eat meat, you may not eat milk that meal until the next meal. So the first opinion that says wait 6 hours says, okay, if you eat lunch at 12, you eat dinner at 6, so the time in between meals is 6 hours. So how much time does the average person wait between their lunch or brunch and their dinner or lupper? 6 hours, that's the time that we wait from our late morning meal. People used to eat their morning meal in the late morning, and they used to eat the evening meal in the early evening. So the gap between the two meals was 6 hours. So that's why the first opinion holds. When the Talmud told you that you could not eat milk or dairy in the same meal and you have to wait till the next meal, the Talmud was telling you, wait the amount of time you ordinarily wait between meals, which is 6 hours. The other opinion says, no, what the Talmud was telling you, you're eating a meal now of meat, you can't bring milk to the table. But if you finished and benched and cleared the table, okay, now you could eat dairy. All the Talmud was saying was, don't eat it at that meal. So if I didn't clear the table yet, if I didn't bench, doesn't matter if I'm sitting all day long, it's a long Sheva Brachas, right? You show up to some meals, they seem like they're never ending. Another Dvar Torah, and another dance, and another speech, and it keeps going. Okay, you didn't bench, you're still that meal. Sometimes you could sit at a meal for hours, right? They invite you to a Shabbos Sheva Brachos. The meal starts at 11, and at 4, you're still sitting at the same table. Sudat Purim, right? So you'll say, but I stopped eating 3 hours ago. Doesn't matter. Your clock didn't start. You didn't finish the meal. You didn't bench. You're still at that meal. Now, I wait 3 hours between meat and milk. That's my custom. We'll get to that a little bit later. So sometimes I stop eating at the table at 11:30, 12, and the meal can go on till 2. So in an hour, I could technically eat dairy. No, I can't. We didn't bench yet. I'm still at the table. So
you only start counting.
We'll get there. So at the meal means I'm still here, even though I didn't. I'm not eating, but everyone else is eating. I can't eat dairy. So people make a mistake. Okay, we'll get there in a second. Okay. Well, so coming back to here. So the second opinion, the Rama quotes, it says, you don't have to wait 6 hours. Rak miyadim silek ubeirech birkat hamazon mutar. The second opinion says, you finished the meal, you cleared off the table, you benched, so then all you have to do is al yadei kinoch v'adacha. Tosfos brings this opinion. You clean out your mouth, you eat another something, you eat a par of kugel, you wash out your mouth, or you brush and floss and wash out your mouth. So there is such an opinion. I don't know of any Jews today that have this custom, but once upon a time this custom existed. 700 years ago, we find in Tosfos, 800 years ago, Tosfos quotes that. V'aminag ha'pashut b'mdinot eile, but the custom today, ask around, you won't find anyone that says different, is namtinach achilat ha'basar sha'achat. So the Rama lived in a place where the custom was to wait 1 hour. Where are the Dutch? We don't have any Dutchmen? Oh! Okay. So this gentleman here used to wait 1 hour.
Unlucky.
The Rama also had this custom where the Rama lived, where they waited 1 hour. And afterwards they'd eat dairy. Miutzichin nevarech gam ken birkat hamazon achar habasar. But they have to bench. De'az avi kesuda acheret. Because only then can you start saying it's another meal. You can't say an hour passed, we were dancing, and now I come back to the, you know, you go to a wedding, you finish the meal, they have a dance. You come back to the table an hour later, bring on the cheese. No. There's a problem, which we didn't touch on, that's a different siman in Shulchan Aruch, that you're not supposed to eat on the same tablecloth, meat and milk. Those are other issues. But here we're talking about the idea of my consumption of dairy has to be the meat meal is finished, we benched, we cleared the table, now we start, the clock starts ticking. Then it becomes another meal. Then those that are lenient would permit it. Aval belo birkat hamazon, but without benching, lo mehani amtanat shah. Then you cannot say an hour has passed. Yes, see, we answered your question, right? It's in the Rama. Ve'en chiluk im emtina shah kodem birkat hamazon o achar kach. Ve'im matza basar ben shinav achar shah. What happens if your custom is to wait an hour? After an hour, you find some meat in between your teeth. Tzarich lenakro ulasiro. You have to clean it out. V'yesh umrim, and some say, de'en levarech birkat hamazon al manat le'echol gvina. You shouldn't say, I'm going to bench now, just because I want to eat cheese. So this way the clock will start ticking, and we'll bench, and then I'll be able to eat cheese. That doesn't work. But he says, our custom is that we do that. People will bench just because they want the meal to end, because they want to eat meat sooner. People do this all the time on Shabbos. Now you have the short Shabbosos, so you want to end your meal so that you can eat sudash lishit dairy. So some people will make sure to bench pretty early. And then they sit around and they talk at the table. V'yesh medaktekin lamtin shesh shaot. There are those, says the Rama, even where we live, there are those that wait 6 hours after eating meat, waiting for milk. Very different than the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch didn't even give you the option. Shulchan Aruch says you wait 6 hours. Rama says, well, there's an opinion that says you don't have to wait anything, you just have to bench and clear the table. Our custom is to wait an hour. And guess what? There are those who wait the 6, says the Rama. And that's the right way to do it, says the Rama. The appropriate thing is to wait 6 hours. But the Rama concedes that where he lived, most people waited an hour. The Rama was in Krakow.
Ashkenazim normally follow the Rambam.
Right, but in this one, you see people adopted the 6 hours. Almost every Ashkenazi here waits 6 hours.
Sfardim don't have the Rambam.
But the Sfardim, Shulchan Aruch said 6 hours. The Shulchan Aruch didn't offer you an alternative.
That's what I'm saying. Sfardim don't listen to the Rambam at all.
Wait. Let's wait. We'll get there. 1 second. Right. The Marshal, who was a contemporary of the Ramah, and he writes the following, a very harsh term. He says, everyone should wait 6 hours. Kol mi sheyesh bo reach Torah. If you smell a little bit of Torah, you wait 6 hours. That's the Marshal. Very powerful line. Okay. So now comes part two. How long do we have to wait? You talking to me? I didn't hear. Ah, okay. So first of all, we have to know that the two big Sfardi poskim said to wait 6 hours. Meaning the Shulchan Aruch writes, I'm going to go based on three. There are three pillars of Halacha. The Rif, the Rambam, and the Rosh. Okay? Rif was Rabbi Yitzchak of the city of Fez, Rabbi Yitzchak Alfasi. Rambam we know. And the Rosh was the father of the Tur, Rabbeinu Asher, who was a disciple of the Maram of the city of Rutenberg, and a disciple of Rabbi Yechiel from the city of Paris, Rabbi Yechiel of Paris. Those were the two major Rabbeim of the Rosh. So the Rambam and the Rif both say you have to wait at least 6 hours. It's in the Tosfos that you find the more lenient opinion of switching the tablecloth and benching. But the Sfardi poskim generally said 6 hours, and even the Ramah said that's the appropriate thing to do. And the Ravia writes, "Bibnei Torah ra'ui limchot v'ligor bahim." If you have someone who's learned Torah, so you should protest and yell at them that they shouldn't wait less than 6 hours. Now, what's interesting is that the Ramah's own student, Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, the Ramah had a student who compiled another Shulchan Aruch. It's not well known. He compiled a book called the Levush. So Rabbi Mordechai Yaffe, who was direct disciple of the Ramah, he writes that really there's only one opinion that says to wait 1 hour. But really, that's not halachic. And so he says, okay, if people are going to be lenient with this opinion, they have to at least clean out their mouths. They have to be very careful to clean their mouths, to brush your teeth, floss, clean out their mouth, if they're going to go with this leniency. So it's interesting that the Ramah's own disciple really did not approve of this leniency. The Ramah says this is what everyone does, and the Levush says it's a mistake, because really there isn't such a good backing to this opinion. It's a lone opinion, and really it stems from an error, and they shouldn't do it. But at the root of the matter, being that you do have Tosfos that says it's enough to change the tablecloth, right? Tosfos says you bench and change the tablecloth. Tosfos probably agreed that you should clean out your mouth, but at the basis you have such a lenient opinion in the Tosfos on the page. So you can't really tell people you're sinning if you only wait an hour, if that's your custom, right? Here, the custom wins. Okay, so
you have to go by your custom?
Yes. Yes.
Why?
So that's a good question. We can address that later. Why is a custom binding? That's a very good question, but that's a different question. Every person has to adhere to their custom. So there are different customs here. You guys want to know, you asked more questions, so how do we calculate the 6 hours? That's in the back. There's a commentary called the Prima Gadim. Okay? So he addresses, who asked that question? How you calculate the 6 hours? Someone here asked that question. It was you. You asked the question. Okay. So, let's see. Where's the Prima Gadim? Exactly. So to that question, the Pri Megadim addresses that. Let me find it. Just one second. I find it. You guys didn't tell me in advance we were discussing this. So, you know, give me a minute.
We didn't know that it was coming.
Right.
I don't even know how it came.
Okay, I'm not finding it right now. Just a second, let's see, look again. Okay, I'm not finding it right now. I think it's here. Here we go. V'hani shesh sha'ot. These 6 hours, hem chelek michavdalid meit le'et lo zmaniyot. Says the Pri Megadim over here, the 6 hours are 6 hours of 60 minutes. They're not 6 hours depending on the length and shortness of the day. And he says the logic behind it is, if we're talking about your digestive system, well, your digestive system doesn't change from the winter to the summer. To say that in the winter, when the days are shorter, so my 6 hours are six shorter hours. Well, your digestion goes quicker in the winter than the summer. You know, you could have a difference of a complete hour. So he says, no, we wouldn't say that our digestion is quicker in the winter than the summer. So that's the opinion of the Pri Megadim. There are other discussions in Halacha. There are other opinions with the question of, do I have to wait a full 6 hours? Not everyone agrees with the Pri Megadim. The custom, most people go like the Pri Megadim. We have a basis, the Chatam Sofer says that once a person's a little bit ill, if they need dairy, then they're allowed to. Our whole custom to be stringent to wait 6 hours is only when we're healthy and we're fine. But otherwise, at the baseline, we say sometimes pregnant women have difficulties with heartburn, and it's difficult for them to wait the 6 hours. So again, when there's a medical need, even if it's not that the person's sick, but there's a need, so then we're more lenient to wait only 1 hour. Now, yeah.
Would this be the case as well, like if you were to have, if you were to eat a chili?
I don't know what a chili is.
Hot pepper.
What does hot pepper have to do with meat and dairy?
Because often people say that you drink milk to like calm down the heat of it.
The question is, do you need it? You know, and can a person... create a situation where he needs the milk? That's not fair. You know, if you didn't know they gave you a piece of pizza and you didn't know it was filled with hot pepper and now you ate it, okay, your pizza was dairy already. Whatever, they gave you, you thought it was a regular pepper, they gave you vegetables and it was so spiced, your mouth is burning, and the only thing that'll calm you down now is a cup of milk, and an hour has passed, you wash out your mouth, you could take that cup of milk. But for a person to say, I ate meat, I'll have a pepper, a hot pepper, and now I should, okay, so again, we have the primary opinion, and the custom is to wait 6 whole hours. 6 hours, that each hour is 60 minutes. However, there are other opinions. The beginning of the sixth hour, that the hours change based on the winter and the summer. And that's, those opinions really, the Nitziv discusses this in his commentary on the Shiltos, that if we discuss the time that people eat, the Gemara in Masechet Shabbos discusses when people ate their meals. And the Gemara says they went based on the hours of the sundial, meaning they did do Shoat Zmaniot. Even though the Prima Gadim had a very strong claim and many go with him, I said, you know, if we're going by your digestion doesn't change from summer to winter. But the question on the Prima Gadim is that, bottom line, people's meals did change from summer to winter. If the Gemara discusses waiting between meal and meal, so at the end of the day, the gap people had between their meals in the winter was very different than the summer. So even though the Prima Gadim has an argument, hey, but my digestion doesn't change, but we also have an argument. We say, but that the Gemara's criterion was to wait between meals. And bottom line, you do have a completely different gap between meals in the winter and summer. And so even though the Chatchila, we don't go with that opinion, under certain circumstances, we do factor in that opinion. The opinion of those that, again, the Prima Gadim went out against it, Knesset HaGdolah went out against it, Chochmas Adam went out against it. Many commentaries did not accept that opinion. But it still exists. There is an opinion that says we go based on 6 Shoat Zmaniot. And again, if we just look at the text seems to support it. Because the Gemara's discussion of waiting from meal to meal, that certainly sounds like it's going to shift from winter to summer. The logic, well, that's a good question. The Prima Gadim's question about the logic. We can answer it, but that's the Prima Gadim's argument. Okay, so with that, I think we covered most of the questions here. What questions did we leave unanswered?
Finish this up then. Why do some people keep 3 hours? It's not even mentioned.
So 3 hours are mentioned by Rabbeinu Bechai. They are mentioned. It's not like they have no source. They're mentioned in ancient Ashkenazic works. And when I discussed this with one of the leading halachic figures of our day, so he said to me, I don't want to quote the Rav by name. I'm not sure he wants me to quote him, you know, online. But the Rav said to me, look, everyone knows the Yekish Minog is a valid Minog. That the Yekis were a community that were very, very stringent about keeping their Minagim. And therefore, no one can come and tell a Yeki, switch out of your Minag. Your custom is to wait 3. Wait 3. You might want to reconsider in terms of socially, if it's a good thing for your kids to be different than all their classmates. But that's a personal calculation. In terms of the minhag, he said it's a valid minhag, and so if the Rama says this and the Shulchan Aruch says that, so the Yakis have this minhag, and it's a bona fide minhag, and nothing that's written here overrides that custom. At the end of the day, it's a valid minhag. When I was younger, so different people in yeshiva used to tell me, you got to choose between 1 and 6. 3 doesn't exist. Open the Shulchan Aruch; it only discusses 1 and 6. So my answer always was, I'm choosing 1. I'm just stringent, I add another 2. I'm choosing 1. Why should I go away from my parents' custom? My parents, my grandparents, the community I come from, they all waited 3 hours. So I'm not doing something that's more lenient. Technically, I'm taking the custom to wait 1. And I'm being more stringent on that. But again, the bottom line is, it's well known that the custom of 3 hours, it was held by the Yekis. And again, you do have a source for it. Rabbeinu Bechaye does mention it. If I'm not mistaken, I haven't seen it in close to 3 decades, but if I'm not mistaken, The Nitziv, in his commentary on the Shiltos, also points out that when you see the concept of waiting based on meals, and you see that their morning meal, or call it the noon meal, was the late, late morning. And in the winter, in the short days of winter, that means they did hit a gap of 3 hours between their late morning breakfast and their early supper. So if you go to Germany, I don't know when the early sunset is, right? Is it 4 o'clock, 4:30?
London sunset was being sometimes at around 3:30.
Okay.
So you have lunch at midday?
I'm saying, so if you're eating, if 3:30 is sunset and sunrise is 7, okay, so now do the math. You could definitely come to a point where your gap between your morning meal and your evening meal is not more than 3 hours. 3 60-minute hours, 180 minutes. So I haven't seen that nitziv again in almost 3 decades. So that's what I remember. That he points out in the Shiltos that calculation of meals certainly brings you to a place that's much less than 6 hours. It brings you close to the 3 hour mark.
And what was the source for that again? As in the first source that mentions the Yekis.
Rabbeinu Bechaya. Yes, sir.
You used the term socializing. Was that the reason? I asked my rabbi in Holland.
Socializing about what?
Against the advice of all my friends, Dutch friends, I asked a question to my rabbi. What should I do? And he told me, he ruled for me, because I'm not asking you to, I just want to know the reason why. I asked the question, how many hours must I keep? And I said, he said to me, you are not living in Holland anymore, but in Israel, you have to keep 6 hours.
Okay.
That's socializing.
No.
So what is it?
What the Rav meant was that when a person's children are in school and all the kids come to their house or they're in school and they see they're different, that they only wait 3 hours, so socially you're not necessarily helping your kids when you cause them to be different than everyone else. That's what he meant. He said to reconsider it in the sense of what impact it would have socially for the kids to be different halachically than all their classmates. That was what he meant. Yeah, I'll get to you with Gilad Bruce first. Yes. Fine. Thank you.
How should we know what is Greenback
and what is Halakha? Oh, so I was going to get to that with Tzvi's question. That over here, okay, your question is a different question, which we have to deal with later, okay? That pertains to your question and your question, right? About, you asked, Gilad. Wait. We'll get there slowly. But that's a separate question. Here, I just wanted to address what you pointed out. As far as the Shulchan Aruch, the Kaf HaChaim, again, I didn't look at it today, as far as I know. If you want to bring Kaf HaChaim, we'll look at it inside. But I think the Kaf HaChaim says that when we speak about the 6 hours of the Shulchan Aruch, it breaks down into three components. Right away, I'm not allowed to biblically, right? We know. I'm not supposed to cook meat with milk, etc. And then I have the rabbinic, he says the first hour is rabbinic. That waiting 1 hour between meat and milk is a rabbinic institution, is a din de rabbanan. And he says everything beyond that is minhag. So that's why we're, again, we discussed the Chasam Sofer. But according to the Kaf HaChaim, there's another makeup here, meaning when a person, let's say a pregnant woman has heartburn, so I don't need to be under duress in order to permit it. Meaning when I'm dealing with a minhag, so then, like the Mishnah Berurah writes in the dietary laws of the 9 days for Ashkenazim, that the Ashkenazim don't eat meat during the 9 days. But if there's a pregnant woman who feels weak, she feels that in her state in pregnancy, she would be stronger if she ate meat. So it's not that she's ill, it's not that she's in danger, it's a lesser need than that. And nonetheless, we say, the minhag does not override that need. So for a need that's, call it medical, but not ill, if there's a strengthening of a person that's necessary, or a discomfort that's relevant, not like a tiny discomfort, but like a pregnant woman who's weak, or a person that has heartburn, this example Rabbi Schechter said in Ashir, so then we would say you can go down to the rabbinic level, meaning if the rabbis told me to wait an hour, I need more dire circumstances to permit that hour. But above the hour, even a smaller need, a person that has heartburn or the pregnant woman, etc., we would permit her to go down to an hour. So that, someone told me that in Lakewood, going back 20 years ago, it was a known thing that pregnant women only waited an hour between meat and milk. I don't know if I would make it such a known thing. You know, not every woman has a need. We're not just saying, you're pregnant, don't bother waiting. You know, I wouldn't say that. But if there is a need, so there's room to be lenient down to the hour, because the Kaf HaChaim says that may come. Again, the Chasam Sofer needs to be analyzed, whether the Chasam Sofer really agrees with that breakdown. But the Chasam Sofer also brings that idea, that the hour we're more stringent about than the rest. Yeah.
Who says that when the first eye is to Rabbanan?
The Kaf HaChaim. Kaf HaChaim. So that was in terms of that. Now we'll get to your question and Gilad's question. We'll get to both those questions. Okay.